Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for May 8th to the 14th. So I hope that you guys are feeling okay with the big energy that we have coming through. It's so interesting now when we get these big energy waves that come through, how they're like all encompassing. Like it's just, you know, it's affecting everybody in a big way, and some people have the awareness of it and some people don't, but you know, those of us that are affected by it, we can see the infection that it has on the others around us as well. So we know that it is affecting everybody in some way, shape, or form. This feels very collective. So this really feels like it's the big planet energy. It's the, you know, all of the souls. Huge stuff, Mother Gaia, that keeps coming up. They keep showing me that stuff. I know for myself that doing the grounding visualization, so just, you know, running your grounding cord through your earth star chakra and anchoring it into the center of the earth is really important right now. But then also anchoring yourself from above, so through your crown chakra to source, to creator, so that kind of creates like a holding anchor, so that you're anchored from above and anchored from below. I'm finding that is helping the most, especially when these energies are coming through and making you feel like you're getting knocked around a little bit energetically. Some of you may feel like you're getting knocked around a little bit emotionally. And that can be part of the package as well, part of what's going on. And then some of us will have the being knocked around in all ways, which, of course seems like it happens to me often. And I'm thankful for the emotional stuff, because when the emotional stuff comes up, it's a really good way to be able to release and let go. Sometimes, you know, we don't release as much as we should be, right? It's the whole idea, you know, I'm doing the detoxing with the toxins in my body now. So all the physical stuff comes up, but all the emotional stuff has to come up too. It has to be released and let go of. Otherwise, it becomes stagnant and stuck, and then, of course, affects the physical energy in the body. So it's important for us to be letting that stuff go. You know, for always, you know, I was the kind of person that would never cry unless I was angry. That would, you know, it would be, you'd have to make me really, really upset and angry, and then I would cry. I wouldn't cry out of sadness. I wouldn't cry out of anything else, which I think for me was just a, you know, a coping mechanism of having to keep it together, to having to stay strong. But it also, you know, did a lot of damage on my nervous system. And so, of course, that's part of the stuff that I'm healing now. So I do now realize that the more we release the emotions in a healthy way, so like crying or, you know, just exploring how we're feeling, is the way to go, instead of just compounding it and making it become thicker and more dense. So this is going to be an interesting week, really interesting week energetically. We're going to see a lot of stuff happening politically on the political front. We're going to see a lot of stuff coming through the news. So if you happen to be somebody that does watch the news or listens to the news, which I don't, but I do hear they bring the important things to me. You're going to see that there's going to be a lot of shakeup that's going on. So they have said specifically for us, for our hub members, they started off by talking about navigational support. So this will be really important as we kind of go through. And what they showed me for navigational support is like really having clarity on which way's up and which way's down. So, you know, that's that, you know, they're saying the truth filter. So when things come across your path, to be able to say, yes, that feels true to me, or no, that doesn't feel true to me. And so then that kind of gives you the direction to go in, right? The idea is that, you know, we go forward towards the things that feel true to us, and we pull back from the things that do not feel true to us. So they said that we are going to be doing a lot of cleansing of the soul. So removing energetic debris from the collective. Now, this is another thing I think that a lot of people don't really have a lot of awareness of. But if you're somebody who's empathic, then you definitely will, you know, if you've reached a place in your journey that you are aware of what your own energy feels like. But there's, you know, a lot of suffering from a lot of people around us, and we are receiving that energy right now. It's almost like everybody's shields are coming down. So even when you, if you think it's me, myself, and I, it's not, because you're actually sharing energy with the people in your family, with the people on your street, with the people in your neighborhood, in your town, in your community. You're actually receiving energy from all of these people. And if you look around, I guarantee you're going to see that there's a lot of brokenness right now. There's a lot of people that are sick on all kinds of levels. There's a lot of people that are unhappy. And we're all kind of filtering that through right now. It's almost, you know, like we need to bring up our brothers and our sisters. We need to ignite the light within those that have, you know, kind of lost their own light, or their light has been dimmed. So that's going to be happening right now, that collective cleansing of the soul. Now, they showed me that nourishing our heart centers and our third eye, so bringing those two centers into connection, will be really important for us through this, and that's part of the navigation. They showed me using frankincense oil, so that frankincense oil, just anointing your third eye, anointing your heart chakra, and then it kind of just will create that connection. They're saying for some of you, will establish that connection. So third eye and heart center. And they're saying daily, this needs to become a daily practice. So literally just, you know, putting some essential oil, the frankincense essential oil, on your third eye, and then visualizing, as soon as you do that, creating this energetic cord of connection, and then connecting it to your heart center, and then putting it on your heart center as well. This is going to open up these two centers together. And it's like changing the lens. It's like changing the prescription. Things will start to change. You'll be able to see things different in a different way. And they're saying for some will be feeling. Oh, they're saying for most will be feeling in a different way as well. This also offers powerful protection for us right now. These are two centers that tend to be drained easily, so that will offer us the protection that we need. They showed me the outer worlds colliding. So that's going to be that stuff that they're keep saying mainstream media. So hopefully this stuff shows up in mainstream media and that everybody else gets a chance to see it. They're saying galactic debris will follow. So it's, again, it's like chaos. They're saying making sense out of the chaos. They're saying our jobs will be to hold the light. They're saying that our spiritual navigation will be our compass. So, using our spiritual navigation as our compass. So again, that's, you know, again, when they say that, they're showing me the grounding, getting grounded, getting centered. There's talking about shielding and clearing our thoughts. And so this will be really important. Make sure over the next little while, whenever you have a conversation with somebody, even if it's somebody that you know that you love, that you like, that everything is good, create a little bit of a ceremony of releasing and cutting the connection after when you're done. So just cutting the cords, removing the energy, just calling in your guides and saying, clear me of all energy that does not belong to me. This is going to be really important because remember, it's like that we're receiving everybody's energies coming through, and we need to release those, though. We cannot hang on to them. So we bring them in, filter them, and let them go. They need to be released. And so don't take for granted, like, you know, your best friend or your sweetheart or whoever it is that you think is amazing. When you're talking to them, they still carry energies. Also energies from other people as well that then get passed to you. It's very much like getting a virus from somebody. It's very easy. So we want to make sure that we're shielding and clearing that. Also with the thoughts. So remember, everybody's thoughts hold frequency. So remember, when they're sharing energy with you, they're sharing the energy of their thoughts, which, unless you're telepathic, unless you're very strong telepathically, you're not going to necessarily know their thoughts. So remember, one thing could be coming out of their mouth. They could be smiling and saying, I'm happy and everything's wonderful, but their thoughts inside are saying something different, projecting a different energy or different frequency. So have the awareness of that. They're saying that there's many of us where we are having heavy emotions that are weighing us down. So we're going to have to be working on removing the resistance, because they're saying that we can no longer hold on to the thoughts that we carry. So again, it's like that, the heavy thoughts that we carry around things creates that resistance, right? There's that fear. It's always the unknown, right? I feel like the resistance is the unknown. Sometimes, you know, especially if we like to be in control of things, we like to have, predestined information. We like to have that, but it doesn't always, we don't always need it like that. And so that's where that resistance comes in. We're going to have to be working on letting that go. And they did say to me that we have protection all around. So just remind yourself about that, that we do have the protection, the extra protection around us. Of course, you are connected to Creator Source. You are Creator Source. That energy flows through you. And so reminding yourself about that, so that will keep you that anchored and stable. So we're going to be doing our satsang together on this Wednesday. I hope you guys can make it. They're showing me what we need to be doing is, they said, offer it up. So we're going to be doing offering it up. And that's because it's not good for us to hold on to anything. So what we're going to do is we're just going to show up. You're going to show up with whatever it is that's weighing you down, whatever that's weighing in your mind or in your heart that needs releasing. You're going to know that you're going to come to a sacred, safe space. They're saying the power of intention. We're going to create the power of intention together, that we can work through some of the things that we are feeling, and that we can offer it up and release it. Remind yourself, they're saying no judgment. So if there's any of you out there that are feeling like you might be judged, or there's judgment around it, please remind yourself that there is not, that we are going to be holding the space for healing. So just all you have to do is show up and let the words come out of your mouth. And then through the power of our intention and creating that energy together, we will release that. We will release it, offering it up. That's what they're saying, offering it up. So we'll see if they give us a little bit of a ceremony around that we can also do as well. Okay, guys, navigate slowly, just, you know, with clarity. Don't make any rash decisions about anything. Don't rush into anything, but follow your intuition, because, you know, it's so important that we're following the stuff that we know that is good for us, that's nourishing us, for that lifts us up. This is really, really important right now, because otherwise, you know, we will become the sick. We will become the immobile. We will be, you know, and if one thing I've learned through my healing journey is that, you know, I'm very, very lucky that I have all of the tools that I have, and that support that I have, and the wisdom that I have, so that I'm able to take myself out of a, you know, very bad place. But, you know, it's not like that for everybody, and not everybody chooses to do the work to get themselves out of that. And so remember, that is always your choice. You know, it takes a lot more effort to do the healing work rather than expect somebody else to heal you, which is what a lot of people do. And so we need to become, you know, they've told us this for a long time, that we need to become our own healers. And so as we do this, and more of us do this, then obviously we can share and teach and guide through our own healings. Okay, guys, sending you huge, huge blessings, and I hope to see you on Wednesday. And if you can't make it, make sure you go into your hub after and then watch the replay. But it's nice to have that experience as a group together. So hopefully we can see you then. Talk to you guys all soon.